things. See what our Savior has done. See how his love overcomes. He has done great things. He has done great things. Oh, hero of heaven, you conquered the grave. You free every captive and break every chain. Oh, God, you have done great things. We dance in your freedom, awake and alive. Oh, Jesus, our Savior, your name lifted high. Oh, God, you have done great things. And break every chain, oh God, you have done great.
Serve a God who has done great and mighty things for us. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Squim Community Church. It's wonderful to have you worshiping with us today, this beautiful spring day. And welcome to those of you joining us on our live stream as well. Acts 4:12 says, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. Only the name of Jesus." Amen. We worship him this morning. Let's sing.
Would welcome me. I was lost, but he brought me in. Oh, his love for me. Oh, his love for me. Who the Son sets free, oh, is free. Indeed, I'm a child of God.
You give life an eternal spark. I call you healer. You can mend any broken heart. I call you faithful Father. You finish everything you start. My soul is made to respond. I know you by a thousand names, and you deserve every single one. You've given me a million ways to be amazed in what you've done, and I am.
Fashion bone, you are ocean.
worship you. I worship you. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are here.
God, you're a consistent, a very consistent God. You're always with us. You're always leading us, comforting us, encouraging us. You're a God that makes a way even though it might seem that there isn't a way forward, a solution an answer to our question. But you are an almighty God. You're all-knowing. You're all-powerful. You're everywhere all at once. Yet you love us individually in any single moment in time and space. Lord, to know you is a privilege. To celebrate you is an awesome experience. To be able to pray to you and share with you what's upon our mind, heart, and soul. Well, Lord, that brings a meaning to life and faith that, well, it just wouldn't be so if it weren't because of you. Because of your love and your plan for us. Jesus, we're thankful that we can come to you when it seems as though the world has gone crazy. That the world is out of control. That things are not as they should be. Yet you remind us that you have a path for us. That ultimately nothing will thwart your will. That in the end we know that we will be victorious. We know that we will live eternally with you. And so, Lord, as we make our way through the days, the weeks, the months, the years, we ask that you would answer the prayers of those on our list, that, Lord, you would hold back evil on a world scale. That, Lord, that you would create an option that perhaps doesn't even exist now to move beyond this war in the Ukraine. Lord, we always like to pray for leaders. Leaders make decisions. Lord, help them to make decisions that are informed by your truth and your will. Lord, in these moments, be with those in our church that are having surgery or just coming out of surgery. Lord, those that have needs, those that need healing. Wow. You are an everywhere God, ready to lead and be our Lord and Savior in every moment. Help us, Lord, to embrace that this morning as we worship you. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So turn and greet those around you this morning. Let's thank those leading us this morning. Awesome. It is great to have you with us on live stream. As you can tell, more and more people are coming back to church, and we want to invite you to come on down. We do still have a section of our seating that's social distance, and we'll always honor anyone wearing a mask. We know you have a reason for doing that because we don't have a reason, so we're not wearing any anymore. But if you need to, please do that. Here's some great things that are happening in the life of the church. You do have the opportunity to continue to contribute to relief to Ukraine and the surrounding area. You can do that by just writing relief in the memo of your check, or when you go online to do electronic banking with us, you can just pick that Ukrainian relief and your money will go 100% there and 100% to helping people. There's not an administrative fee for that. Our students took off to Idaho on Saturday. I'd encourage you to pray for them throughout the week. Last week when you were here, there was a photo of a student or leader that was on your handout. I'd encourage you to pray extra for them. so that each individual student and leader are being prayed for, but also just pray that God will be a part of all that they do during the week. You'll find an Easter postcard in your bulletin this morning. You'll find extra copies in the lobby area. Please take as many as you would like to hand out. We don't do a zip code mailing for this. We do people who are new to SQIM. We have mailed out cards to them. In fact, they'll get them, I think, Monday or Tuesday of this week. But your friends, neighbors, the people you work with, those cards will help you to invite them to come and be a part of what we're doing on Easter Sunday. The services remain the same this year in terms of time. 9 o'clock here, a blended service at 10 o'clock, and then back here for another contemporary service at 11. Good Friday is with communion at 7 o'clock in the sanctuary building. The Saturday before, Jennifer and her team are doing an extravaganza, and you're welcome to come down. If you don't have kids, help. It's fun to watch the kids and be a part of what they're doing as well. That's going to be on the 16th from 1 to 3 here in the Fellowship Center. Now, Reverend Goh, our own Rick Dietzman, well, he's at it again. Here's two things that he wants to tell you about, basic beliefs and wild at heart.
Why is it that the desires that we find deep in our hearts are so far from the life that we find ourselves living? Why is it that the movies that we love speak far more to us than our daily grind? There was a heart that we had as a boy, filled with wonder and dreams of battle, adventure, beauty. And somewhere in the process of boy to man, most of us lose heart. Maybe not all our heart, but we lose big chunks of it. This is a journey into wholeheartedness. And in the course of this journey, it opens up a world that we have been waiting for.
Hi, I'm Pastor Rick, and I want to let you know about our Basic Beliefs course starting in mid-April. Each spring, we provide an environment to come and ask any question and explore various topics related to the Christian faith. We feature a curriculum called the Alpha Film Series, which has stories from around the world, as well as live teaching and interaction with our SCC pastors. We found it to be a fantastic space where people are excited to participate and bring their friends and family for a conversation about faith, life, and God. Even during isolation, this worked really well, and we found that offering it online made for more accessibility and convenience for people to connect, make some new friends, and to explore their faith. So this spring, we're going to offer the course on Thursday nights on the SAC campus with dinner, as well as on Zoom. The first night is your chance to check things out and see if it's right for you, so come and enjoy. But we need to organize our breakout groups and tables ahead of time, so if you would sign up now, that would be really helpful. Just go to squimcommunitychurch.org and find the Basic Beliefs page, or if you're at church on Sunday, you can fill out a registration and put it in the box in the back of the service. I'm looking forward to seeing some of you there for the first time, and some of you returning with your friends and family.
Great opportunities. If you've never gone to Basic Beliefs, I'd encourage you to do that. It's a great way to get connected to SCC. One of the things that we've been talking about as a staff is the number of people that are now coming to SCC. Some have been watching online for months and months and months. Now they're on campus. We want to get to know you as you get to know us. And so Basic Beliefs is a great opportunity to get connected to the church. And I believe it gives those great answers to the great questions that we have about our faith, about Jesus, about the Bible, what it means to be a part of the church. And guys, John Eldridge is a great speaker. His book is awesome. I think you'll enjoy his slant and his trajectory in terms of talking about manhood and what it's like to be an adult male. And as you can tell, we're about the same age. He's an old adult male as well. And he's actually updated his book, and there's a little reflection of his maturity in that book. So I'd encourage you to be a part of that as well. One last thing is we are looking for a new full-time administrative assistant for the office. We said goodbye to Gigi Morendi last week. So if you are interested in a full-time position, it just takes some typing, some dealing with people, and some organization. And as I said in the different postings that we've put around for the position, that the compensation is commensurate with a person's ability and their experience. So if you're interested, go online, send your resume to office@squimcommunitychurch.org. Jim Spriney is here to read our scripture passage today. Jim is our chair of personnel.
Good morning.
It's great to have you helping out today.
It's always a pleasure to read the word. Today I'll be reading from James 2, verse 14 through 26 from the New Living Translation. What good is it, dear brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith, but you don't show it by your actions? Can that kind of faith save anyone? Suppose you see a brother or sister who has no food, no clothing, and you say, goodbye and have a good day. Stay warm and eat well. But then you don't give that person any food or clothing. What good does that do? So you see, faith by itself isn't enough. Unless it produces good deeds, it is dead and useless. Now, someone may argue, some people have faith, others have good deeds. But I say, how can you show me your faith if you don't have good deeds? I will show you my faith by my good deeds. You say you have faith, for you believe that there is one God. Good for you. Even the demons believe this, and they tremble in terror. How foolish! Can you see that faith without good deeds is useless? Don't you remember that our ancestor Abraham was shown to be right with God by his actions when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see, his faith and his actions worked together. His actions made his faith complete. And so it happened, just as the scriptures say. Abraham believed God, and God counted him as righteous because of his faith. He was even called the friend of God. So you see, we are shown to be right with God by what we do, not by faith alone. Rahab, the prostitute, is another example. She was shown to be right with God by her actions when she hid those messengers and sent them safely away by a different road. Just as the body is dead without breath, so also is faith is dead without good works. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. If you're a guest with us today, you'll find an outline of what I'm going to say this morning for you. There's a few fill-in-the-blanks that'll just to keep you awake in between sips of coffee. Let's see. Oh, yeah, we get to live again, don't we? We spent a couple of years, well, we might have even felt a little bit like we were captives for a few years. But I know this is true, that COVID has been a very traumatic experience. It's been a traumatic experience for most people, if not all of us. What allows us to move from the trauma to living is to look at what we've learned in our time during COVID. And we've learned some pretty good things, haven't we? We've learned more about our relational strengths and weaknesses. We've learned some things about the pace of our life, how we utilize our time. We've gotten in touch with what's more important and what is less important. We've gotten in touch with how much ice cream we can eat in one sitting. How long we can stay in our sweats. See, we've learned things, and we need to identify those things. Here's what Paul says in Galatians. You have experienced so much for nothing. Surely it was not in vain, was it? And see, if we're unwilling to learn from our COVID experience, then, well, the trauma, be it small or large, simple or dramatic, well, it's been wasted. The opportunity has been wasted. And so one of the things that we ought to do is we ought to make a list of what we've learned during COVID. What we want to do differently as we move out from COVID. As you might expect, I want to focus today on what I think we've learned about our faith, what we've learned spiritually while we've been virtually at home for the last 2 years. Number one, we've learned that our faith is about more than just the words that we say. Here's where James is very insightful. Verse 14, what good is it, dear brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith, but you don't show it in your actions? Can this kind of faith really save anyone? And I know that this has been a frustration. We've been able to talk about our faith, but it's been hard to demonstrate our faith. Why? Because we've been in captivity. We've been held up. We've been kept from the contact and the action that brings a sense of meaning to our life and a sense of meaning and help to those around us. Matthew 7:21, Jesus says, not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter. Doing the will of God, it's been a challenge. Some of us are very much relational people. We find ourselves living out our faith best when we're connecting with other people, and that has been hard. That has been a challenge. And yes, Zoom has made a positive impact on that, but yet we know that our faith is really more than the words that we say. Yeah, it's more than the words that we say. I think we've learned during our COVID time that our faith is more than what we feel, the emotions that we feel. And we've felt a lot of emotions. I've had people call and say, you know, I'm just angry about all of this. I'm frustrated by this. What should I do? And you might remember that I did a message about lamenting to God. And that's what you do. That's what we've done. We've lamented to God and we have complained to anyone we can get a hold of. Haven't we? Haven't you? James goes on. He says, what good is it, dear brothers and sisters? Whoop, I'm down here. Sorry. 15, 16, and 17. Suppose you see a brother or sister who has no food or clothing, and you say, goodbye and have a good day. Stay warm and eat well. But then you don't give that person any food or clothing. What good does that do? So you see, faith by itself isn't enough. Unless it produces good deeds, it is dead and it's useless. Our faith has been challenged by a variety of emotions that are, well, we'd call them not good emotions. They're sure not easy emotions. They're not happy and light emotions. They're not those emotions that come to us in a celebration. It's been as though we've been walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Our emotional state has not been all that good. There's a reason why the suicide rate has gone up. Antidepressants are at all-time high. And home alcohol deliveries went up 243% during COVID. Do you know that there's an inordinate number of people who are now in rehab for drug addiction or alcohol addiction? See, our faith is more than how we feel in a moment or even in a certain time period. And I'm with you. I've had to fight through those negative feelings because it's easy to be frustrated and depressed. I can tell you one of the most difficult times of my entire ministry career was preaching in this room in one spot with no one in here. I mean, week in and week out, I probably did a little complaining to the staff. I could tell you now, I'm enthused, I'm empowered by you being here. But see, I've known this to be true. Whether I feel good or not, I know God is God. And God has a good plan for me, even if in those 2 years it was very difficult and very challenging. We've learned that, yeah, our faith is more than just the emotions that we feel. We've learned that our faith is more than the debate that has gone on in the last 2 years. Verse 18. Now someone may argue, some people have faith and others have good deeds. But I say, how can you show your faith if you don't have good deeds? I will show you my faith by my good deeds. And wow, has the Christian faith been debated in the last 2 years? People have had, time on their hands and a computer in front of them. And gee, have you noticed that one of the greatest challenges to the church has been the last 2 years? Paul says about eating meat that's been sacrificed to an idol. He says, hey, if that bugs you, don't eat it. And if you don't care, then eat it. He gives us liberty in the non-essentials. And I've listened and I've watched, and we've made a lot of non-essentials essential during COVID. And that has sparked quite a debate. I could tell you, as a pastor, I was with a group, and one guy said, "You know what? No matter what I do, somebody's angry at me. I should go and buy a referee's jersey and wear that on Sunday. Maybe people will realize it's not me." Pastor satisfaction is way down. I've mentioned to you before. In fact, the number has risen. 32% of all the pastors in our denomination are on antidepressants. 32. Why is that? Man, it's been hard on pastors. Pastors have felt like there's no winning any longer. And so we have to realize that above the debate is our God, our faith. And He does override all of this. He still works in circumstances like this, but we got to cooperate. And because there have been moments when we've taken and made non-essentials essentials, that there's been at least a debate, if not a full-on argument, that's gone on. And I love what James says. You know, it all gets back to loving your neighbor as yourself. You got to put your faith into action, even if it's limited action. Because it's true, it's more than a debate. I'll even say this. I think we've learned that our faith is even more than what we believe. Now, here's the point that James is making. Let me read it first. "You say you have faith, for you believe that there is one God. Good for you. Even the demons believe this, and they tremble in terror. How foolish. Can't you see that faith without good deeds is useless?" I'd punctuate that scripture with this statement. One of the things that we've learned during COVID is we've got to know the God that we believe in. The belief is not enough. There's not enough power in that. The real power that we need is we need to personally know the God we believe in. And James is right. Even the demons believe in God, but they don't know the God that they fear, that they're running in terror from. And we've learned, man, just some faith, just some belief, it's not enough. We need to have an encounter with the God that transcends all of this. The God that has been, is, and will be. The all-knowing, all-powerful, almighty God. That's a good thing to believe in, but it's even a better thing to know personally. And I can tell you, I've prayed and grabbed a hold of that to the best of my ability some days. I know you have too, because it's been hard. But we've learned that James is right. We really have to do something in our relationship with God. It's not just about what we think. It's good to have good answers to your good questions. That's why basic belief is so good. But it is about not only your mind, it's about your heart and your soul. And that's a relational dimension, a personal reality. Well, what we've learned is that we have to do something with our faith. Just as the body is dead without breath, so also faith is dead without good works. And I want to thank you. You've been a good works group for the last 2 years. There's not one single thing that we've been asked to help with that we've been unable to do something about, and we've been able to make a difference not only because of your time, talent, and touch, as well as your treasure. People have needed something, and we've sent people. Some people just needed a phone call. Other people needed to just have someone else to talk to 8 feet across the room. And I want to thank you because you have actioned out your faith during the COVID in a big way. In a big way. Faith determines action. It includes action. It needs expression in action. And so what have we learned? We've learned that it's really about doing, and that's hard to do when you're not allowed to do. And that's got us thinking about just the words and the emotions and the debate and the concrete nature of our personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And then doing all that we could do, even though what we could do was limited. Yeah, we've learned a lot. Make a list. One more thing. If you want to maximize your learning from this COVID period, what you really need to do is you need to evaluate it. And what I mean by that is you make a list and now you prioritize it. What's the most important thing for me to do differently as I move in from COVID out back out into the world? What needs to stay? What needs to go? What needs to change? See, COVID has given us an opportunity to recalibrate and reorient our lives if it needs it. We have to take what we've learned and we have to evaluate it. Haggai 1:5-7. This is what the Lord Almighty wants to do. Take a good, hard look at your life. Think it over. Give serious thought to your ways. Serious thought to what you've learned. What needs to go? What needs to stay? And what needs to change? Solomon's smart, he said, zeal without knowledge is not a good thing. We're getting our zeal back. We're getting our energy back. And as we do, let's do the very best that we can do. Let's take what we've learned and let's let it inform and fuel our life in the very best direction, right along God's path. Let's pray together. Lord, today's message is challenging. It does kind of pull back the curtain and get us thinking about the substance of our relationship with you. And how insightful James is about reminding us that our faith, when it's a personal faith, it has to be shown in action, in devotion to you and worship of you, and in love to those around us. Lord, we're thankful that our Our faith is more than words and thoughts and debates and emotion. That our faith is really about our personal relationship with you. Lord, help us to maximize all that we've learned. Let us in prayer ask you what stays, what goes, and what needs changing. Lord, thank you for answering our prayer this morning. And so it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
remember as you go out this week, He is with you, mighty to save, faithful to lead you. And as you ask the Holy Spirit, what good things do you have for me this week? How do I work out my faith? He will speak to you and lead you. Thank you, guys. God bless you. We'll see you next Sunday.